Title: Making a Difference. By Elaine Y.M. Lee. How believers can touch the lives of those afflicted by the current pandemic through simple acts of kindness. Relentlessly sweeping across the globe, the COVID-19 viral outbreak is leaving many in fear and desperation, causing panic and tremendous stress. Fearful that their lives may be in danger, desperate that they may lose their jobs, panicky as they see empty supermarket shelves, stressed that they can no longer go out freely as before and have to get used to a new normal. We are aware that many have fallen victim to the COVID-19 onslaught and that the pandemic has been detrimental to society by and large. But have we ever asked ourselves this crucial question during this turbulent time: can I make a positive difference in the lives of those affected by COVID-19? Take a moment to ponder over the question above. Have we as followers of Christ seized the opportunity to be an extension of His love and grace to the community during this period of calamity? Why do we need to do good? Once upon a time, we were lost and groping our way in the dark. The light that we sought was ultimately found at the finished work of the cross. The hope instilled in us today should be brought to the community through our good works. Our gifts and resources were never meant to be buried the way the servant buried his talents in Matthew 25:14-30. It is to be cultivated to produce the work that is needed in the lives of those around us. We need to bring the good news of the gospel and redemptive transformation to the lost through proactive actions. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16. Where do we start? I am a firm believer that the body of Christ should never be restricted to the four walls of the church building. As the salt and light of this earth, there is an urgent need for us to step out of the church building and go where the lost, sick, forsaken, hurting, and poor are. It could be visiting a lonely friend, making a phone call to cheer an anxious heart, sending a homemade meal to someone who is too sick to prepare their meals, or even chauffeuring and accompanying the elderly to a hospital visit. There is a need for us to step out of the church before the lost can step into the church. And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news." Romans 10:15. How do we start? We start with what God has already placed in our hands. We do not need to be extraordinarily talented, resourceful, nor gifted to start doing good. We are never too insignificant to make a difference. I cannot emphasize enough how each one of us can make a difference in someone's life, beginning with what God has already placed in our hands. God can use the simplest things to do His work, for He often takes what we have in our hands and multiplies it. Think about the multitude of 5,000 hungry people that Jesus fed with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Late last year, I came across an article in a news portal that highlighted the Penang Trisha peddler's plight. With international borders closed and very few local customers due to COVID-19, they were struggling to make ends meet. Many were living from hand to mouth. For some reason, I could not get them out of my mind, and finally one afternoon I went before God and told Him this: "Lord, my heart breaks for them. I want to help them, but I do not know how to. I have limited resources, but I am willing to do what I can do. Lord, I want to pack 5 goodie bags worth RM40 into my car and distribute it to the first 5 Trisha peddlers that I come across. Please help me raise enough to distribute these 5 care bags. Grant me favor with the ones that I plan to approach to contribute to this cause." It was a simple, straightforward prayer that came from the heart. I texted some friends and family members informing them of my intentions and was bowled over by a God who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work in us, Ephesians 3:20. In the end, God did not just give me enough for 5 goodie bags, He gave me sufficient funds for 60 goodie bags. It was 12 times more than what I had asked of Him, and it all started with a decision to go forward with what I had in my hands. When is the best time to make a difference? Now. There is no better time to start than the present moment. Procrastination always comes in the subtle form of tomorrow, next week, later, etc. Often, we delay what we are supposed to do under the guise of "when things get better, and when I have more time." It was during one of the most trying times in my life that I heard God say to me, "You need to serve." Logically speaking, it did not make sense to start serving when I was in a deep pit. But I have found that while we work in the natural, God works in the supernatural. I obeyed His calling to serve by volunteering to teach English to the Rohingya refugee children and came out of it fuller than I was before. In serving, I learned many things that I did not realize were essential for my life journey. Do not say to your neighbor, "Come back tomorrow, and I'll give it to you," when you already have it with you. Proverbs 3:28. What can we do? Each of our gifts is different as it has been tailored to the individual by our Maker. We are equipped with different gifts that are meant to fulfill His purposes for His kingdom and to glorify His name. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. 1 Peter 4:10. Our gifts are individually different, and we cannot fit in each other's shoes. If you are at a loss on which area to pursue, start with your passion. Our passions are often related to the gifts God has placed within us. One morning as I was teaching the Rohingya refugee children, an 8-year-old student asked me in broken English, "Teacher Lee, you no put lipstick today. Why you no put lipstick today? Lipstick no more?" I told her that I had forgotten to bring along my lipstick that day. She looked concerned and said, "I go buy you lipstick." I immediately gave her the assurance that I had a lot of lipsticks back at home. She did not seem convinced. Midway during our next lesson, she walked up to me and with a smile on her cherubic face, pressed a lipstick firmly in my hand and said, "Teacher Lee, here lipstick for you from Pasar Malam, night market." I was beyond touched by this act of kindness coming from not just an 8-year-old child but a young refugee child that lived well below the median income bracket, and who was living in a country that she could not call her own. Just like the poor widow who put 2 small copper coins into the offering bag, Mark 12:41-44, this refugee child gave out of her poverty. That day, it opened my eyes to the fact that even young refugee children can discern when someone has a need and have enough care to act upon it. My fellow brethren, we tell the world that the God we serve is good. That He cares and loves them immensely and sent His only begotten Son to die on the cross so that we may have eternal life. In this broken world, the hurting, needy, forsaken, sick, and poor need to see the Father's love for them through all of us who carry the name of Christ. Helping others does not necessarily need to begin as a mammoth task, as we can always start with helping just one person. If you can't feed 100 people, then feed just one. Mother Teresa. Let us all make an intentional decision not to just speak of His name during this pandemic but to be a torchbearer of His love, grace, and truth through our good works. Do all the good you can. By all the means you can. In all the ways you can. In all the places you can. At all the times you can. To all the people you can. As long as ever you can. By John Wesley. Stay safe and may His joy be yours. About Elaine Lee. Born, bred, and still residing in the Penang, Elaine loves reading, dogs, and taking walks on the beach. Elaine believes that every life experience should be effective agents of change to make us better people on this earth. The end.